I just wanted to do an update on this bullet journal method I'm doing, and it's been a super big help to me. I've been on it for about a month now, maybe a little bit less, and I think I'm going to stick with it. It's hard to tell if you're going to stick with something, and I used to beat myself up when I started and stopped so many different systems and so many different things, trading styles, right, also, and I'm not really doing that anymore because they're just experiments, and every time I stop, it's just another thing that I know is not a fit for me, and it leads me closer to what is a fit. So I have a very active mind, like a lot of people, and I'm always thinking about ideas and thoughts, and sometimes they plague me, or sometimes I'm thinking, if I have a certain idea of what I want to get done in a day, and I start going down a wormhole during something different, I will guilt and beat myself up for the fact that I didn't do what I planned on doing, even if sometimes what I ended up doing was more important. It's just a thing that gets me caught and puts me in a feeling of being behind or not being happy with my day, feeling rushed. And that sucks. It's a shitty way to live. It's an exhausting way to live. So this bullet journal is helping me because it serves as my everything journal. So I'll write down stock ideas in it. I'll write down my emotions a couple times a day. I'll check in how I'm feeling and why. I'll do a reflection at night and I'll write down how the day went. I rate my day emotionally, plus two, plus one, zero, minus one or minus two. So I can kind of look back at why was a day a plus two or a minus two and what can I learn from it. I got that from Jim Collins on a Tim Ferriss podcast. It's a good podcast if you want to listen to that. He does that. The other thing is, this emotional work, this checking in with your emotions, I've been putting this off for years. I've been starting and stopping that. I used to do it a long time ago when I was at my day trading firm, and I just quit doing it. And I realized that's the real work. That's the most important work, is to track your emotional state and understand why you are the way you are and start figuring out the triggers. So back to the bullet journal, it's really useful because there's an index in the beginning, and if you're all of a sudden journaling about something that's important, you just, on page 37, you label your own pages. Then in the index, you just go to the front of the first page and you write page 37, whatever the important thing is, you jot it down. So later you can always go back and find that. So I'm working on some new tennis strategies. I'm watching some videos. So I might write notes on that. And then I'm back to my weightlifting routine for the day. And then I'm back to some thoughts I had with an argument with somebody or with my wife, or and how I can improve, and then I'm back to a stock I have to pursue tomorrow, and then it's back to whatever the hell else I'm thinking about, and it just contains all that for me. And I also make an idea list, an idea bucket, so when I'm thinking I have to do a lot of stuff, I'll put it in the idea list. And instead of making a checklist, so checklists give me anxiety because they make me feel like I have to do something, or else if I don't, I'm screwing up. So instead of a checklist, I make an idea bucket. And later on, I look back and I only end up needing to do half those ideas. So it's really refreshing to know that I didn't have to do it. So this has been good for me. Give it a try if you're interested.